The South Dakota Farm Bureau met this past weekend in Sioux Falls. And starting with some of the policy issues that were debated and decided upon, what rose to the top?
Well, I think there was the obligatory discussion about industrial hemp, and that's what everybody in the media wanted to talk about. And we had a resolution in support of it, and the delegates voted against that. So we're going to kind of stay on the sidelines. We're not going to actively oppose it, but we're not going to support it either because of the pitfalls that are out there yet. There's a lot of logistical things for South Dakota. There's a lot of things to watch out for, and I know you've got some people in North Dakota that are pretty successful with it, but our governor has made it clear that she's not in favor of it yet. I think principally because of law enforcement issues. So that's where we're going to be on it.
And Scott, any other policy items that came maybe from some of those counties or different parts of the state that farmers brought to your attention?
Yeah, livestock development, of course, is always on people's minds. And we had a couple different ones. First of all, for people that file complaints with the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources, our delegates felt that the producers should be able to be informed of the nature of the complaint if there's one filed, and then also a report of exactly what the decision was or what the DNR found when they did their investigation. Right now, it's not quite that way. And then also, we're concerned about our zoning process for putting in livestock operations, and we'd like to streamline that, make it more friendly and certain for the people that are trying to put in operations. Right now, you can go through all the hoops and hire lawyers and engineers, and you get your permit at the DNR, Department of Environment and Natural Resources, and then you have to go for a conditional use permit in a lot of counties, which is a lot of times a very emotional thing. It's a subjective call with the zoning board or the county commission. And sometimes people from the Sierra Club or other groups like that from many, many miles away will show up and oppose an operation. And after all that work and money spent, you get turned down on emotion. So there's a lot of people talking about reforming our process from the conditional use permit to a permitted use, where you could go in and find out exactly what the rules are. And if you comply with those rules, then you'd get your permit. Another one that our delegates talked about and passed a resolution was there's been some cases where people get permits all legally and through the system like it should be, and then somebody sues them in court, whether it's the county or the person putting up the operation. And then by the time that lawsuit gets settled 2 or 3 years later, why the permit has expired. So our delegates are in favor of making it so that permit, when it's granted, the clock doesn't start until after the lawsuits are settled, so that doesn't become a roadblock that they can throw up against us.
There are obviously some next steps with some of these policy issues as well, Scott, where you serve on a national level as vice president of the American Farm Bureau. So between now and national convention time, help explain that process of what happens.
All the issues I talked about just now were state issues, so they go into our book as policy that we'll be working on within the state. But then we've also got national issues like advocating for keeping the rules that were changed last year for prevented planting, cover crops and forages, making that permanent, things like that. And what happens now is we'll send those to American Farm Bureau, and they'll be put in form along with the resolutions from all of the other states. And in January, then the delegates that the states send to the convention will take those up, very similar to the way we did it in our state. So literally, we're very proud of this system where any county member can have an idea that they think ought to be policy for Farm Bureau. And if it goes through their county and the state and then gets to national, one person's idea can become the policy for the nation's largest ag organization.
Anything else that we're forgetting to talk about to recap this past weekend's meeting?
Well, I'd just say that we had an excellent convention. It was very well attended. Even though we've had a pretty rough year in agriculture, people were pretty positive and just glad to get a little diversion. And we did some educational things, had exhibitors there with booths, and people got to see their old friends again. And then for the banquet the last night, I should say in the meantime, too, we had all three of our congressional representatives there at different times. So that was an honor to have them there and speak to the group and got to have a little give and take. And then the last night for our banquet, we had a humorist there who talked about relieving stress. And obviously, agriculture is very stressful, and laughter is the solution to stress. And he did make the crowd laugh a lot. And it was a really good ending to a very good conference.